check the final blocking on the main jersey. Here we go. Children, what a big help you've been to me. Thank you for helping me decorate the celebration room for our Christmas services.
Mrs. Evans.
It really does look quite festive around here.
Mrs. Evans.
Our visitors are going to feel so welcome.
Mrs. Evans.
Olivia, honey, what do you need?
It's the visitor.
Oh. No, the visitors are coming Christmas Eve.
No, visitor ain't asked to look behind you.
And in case you haven't figured it out, your song was a little confusing. It's the 23rd, the day before your Christmas Eve service, which is tomorrow, December 24th.
Well, of course it's the 23rd. We get so busy this time of year that sometimes we just get confused. Anyway, welcome. My name is Mrs. Evans. I'm the choir director out here. Can I help you?
I hope so. The name is Bond, Jane Bond. I get that a lot. Anyway, I'm a reporter for the Morning Star newspaper.
Oh my, Morning Star.
I was given the assignment for the front page headline story for Christmas morning.
Wow.
I'm an investigative reporter. No fluff here. I want facts. Not for me, of course. A good reporter can't personally get involved in the story.
Of course.
But I'm searching for the truth, for the reader. I want evidence.
Truth? Evidence about what?
Evidence about this whole manger scene, wise men, baby Jesus story. My boss thought it would be a good place to start.
Well, Miss Blonde.
Jane Blonde. Just adds a ring to it, doesn't it?
Welcome. This is the best place to start.
Now understand, this is for the reader, not me.
Tradition.
nice, but it doesn't prove anything. I need facts.
Facts? Which facts?
This king, this newborn king Jesus you're celebrating. Who was he? Did he ever exist? Was he a teacher, a prophet, or maybe just a little crazy? Do you have any hard evidence, any proof? Or is this all just wishful thinking and pretty songs?
Yes, yes, no, no. Yes, yes, no, and yes.
What?
Yes, he did exist. Yes, he was a teacher.
No, he was not. No, he was so much more than prophet. No, he was not crazy.
Yes, we have hard evidence. Yes, we have proof.
No, this is not just wishful thinking.
It all actually happened.
That leaves one more yes.
Yes, it was a pretty song.
We love to sing about Jesus, God's Son. That's the whole reason we celebrate Christmas.
Show me the evidence, then. I want real historical facts. Do you have any eyewitness accounts?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
I want to talk to them.
But Miss Blonde, they were born 2,000 years ago.
Well, then we got to hurry. At their age, there's not a moment to lose.
I'm sorry, they're not still around, but they left us written accounts. They're called Gospels.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all knew Jesus personally?
Well, Matthew and John were disciples of Jesus. They spent over 3 years right by his side. Believe me, they knew Jesus.
Mark traveled with the disciple Peter, and Luke traveled with the apostle Paul. You can't get much closer to the truth than that.
I can't seem to understand all these Gospels. It seems that each one stressed different points, like the Son of God or the Servant King.
Indeed they did, and I thank God this to reach different people.
But my readers need it quick and concise. I need a lead sentence. I need something that will grab their attention. I need a sound bite.
One sentence, huh? We could sum up the whole Christmas story in one verse.
Some people make this a lot more complicated than it needs to be.
Children, where's that verse found?
Bye. is.
Miss Evans, we promise to be ready and on time.
And in costume tomorrow night.
Remember, Bonnie, fast or fast.
Well, that sounds convincing, and I'm all ears, people, but I still feel that we're missing some kind of connection here. What proof do you have that links this baby born on earth to God of the heavens? I'm always looking for the obvious clues.
Like what?
Evidence, fingerprints, expert testimony.
Testimony, huh? Abigail, will you go get Michael, our sound engineer? Michael, and a bit of a history buff.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Last year, Michael's father didn't understand either, but he's a believer now.
Hi, Mrs. Evans. I heard everything from up there in the sound room.
Miss Vaughn, this is Michael.
Michael, do you know something about this?
Sure do. Last year, me and my dad had a few questions, kind of like you. So we started digging in the Old Testament for some answers, and we found some.
What, maybe 5 or 6?
Try about 200.
200? Is that a fact?
Yes, ma'am, it is. Oh, do you know how many of those predictions came true?
No.
Every single one of them.
Wow, do you call them prophecies?
That's right, and each one was literally fulfilled in the life of Jesus.
Can you tell me about them?
This might surprise you, but we've got a song about it.
You can knock me over with a feather. You're not going to sing all 200, are you?
No, just some favorite Christmas songs.
The book of Isaiah is so very old, for there a virgin birth would be foretold. 700 years have gone by.
The promised one, Emmanuel, arrived.
The prophet Micah made the very town, and where the holy Christ child would be found.
Prophecies are the proof. You know, I actually think I'm starting to solve this mystery.
Yes, you are, but there's still so much more to the mystery of the Christmas story.
What? What have I missed?
The mystery of God's love for every one of us.
Who would have thought that a baby in a manger would be a gift from the Father up above? Who would have thought that the world would change forever? But that's the mystery of the Father's gift.
Information here. More than enough facts, that's for sure. Well, Mrs. Evans, I need to get back to my desk and get to work. Best wishes on your pageant tomorrow night. I'll try to swing by if I can. Look for the article first thing Christmas morning. Thanks for all your help. Good night.
Good night. Hope we see you tomorrow.
Merry Christmas!
Well, kids, it's getting late and your parents are all waiting for you. Get a good night's sleep and be ready for our Christmas Eve pageant. Now listen, everyone. Hurry and get into your places. The Christmas Eve pageant is about to begin.
Is the Jane Barn lady here?
I can't tell if she's done. I've been hoping and praying she would be.
Now this is how the baby Jesus came about. There was a census taken from the entire Roman world. Everyone went to their own city to register.
So Joseph went to Bethlehem, the city of David. He went there with Mary, who was pledged to be married to a man and was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths, sent him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
And there were shepherds out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were afraid.
"Fear not," the angel said. "I bring good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
You'll find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in the manger."
Thank you.
Isabella, Abigail here. Merry Christmas. Did you see the Morningstar newspaper yet?
You're my third call. Everybody's talking about it. Go.
Ethan, this is Michael. I can't believe what I'm reading. I didn't expect this. What happened?
I can't believe it either. Do you really think she means this? I gotta go. See you at church.